Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
I can't think of a better person to be on a reality dating show than Abby, who auditioned for two of them this weekend.
I auditioned for two shows this weekend. One was a very easy application and the other I totally screwed up. It's very embarrassing, but you know what? You have to do what it takes to find love. And when you've been single for 28 years of life, for the most part, at some point you got to switch things up and try something different.
Let's tweak our question here for reality sake, right? Your comment was, you do what you gotta do to find love. Isn't reality TV and these dating shows really, you gotta do what you gotta do to build a brand to sell more stuff?
That too, Bert. Listen, I was kind of thinking about where I'm kind of at in my life, and I really saw more pros than cons for going on a reality TV show. Because I'm like, listen, I do work in media. I do work in entertainment. So it's not like I'm an accountant where I'm going to go on the show and potentially ruin all of my clients and my reputation from a big, serious cubicle job. Like, this is my, you know what I mean? Like, it would be like doing work in another state or another country or another island, perhaps. Mm-hmm. And so if I happen to go on a show and maybe get a couple more followers and get a couple more bucks in my pocket, that's a good thing, too. I'm also looking for love. So I'm kind of like, this would go hand in hand. Like, it would be a good thing for me professionally, but maybe a good thing for me personally. So I was kind of like, what are the big shows that are out right now? The Bachelor has kind of dwindled. I'm pretty sure The Bachelor is going off the air, which is so devastating. That was one of my favorite shows.
Is it really? Yeah. I don't know why I guess, because I don't watch it, because I think it's so fake, but still, I feel like it's become... like,
it's a culture, it's a pop culture icon. So The Bachelorette is off air for the first time this season. Yeah, and
as soon as they were desperate enough to bring senior citizens into it, that was the beginning of the year.
Yeah, they're doing Bachelor in Paradise this summer, but I don't think they're doing a season of The Bachelor this time around. So, I mean, that show's kind of going away. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of big shows that have really taken the place of The Bachelor. Love is Blind is a huge show. I would say it's probably the biggest dating show right now. And then right under that is a show called Love Island.
I just wanted to go ahead and let you know that AI has a percentage. Like, they have taken all of the dating reality shows, and there is a specific percentage of if you will find love on a dating reality show.
For different shows?
All of them. Looking across all the dating shows analyzed, what do you think the percentage rate is that you will find love?
The ones that end up married and stay together, is that the qualification?
Boy, I don't. All I have is the success rate of blank percentage for finding true love through reality TV. And it's all of the shows like Love Island, Love is Blind, The Bachelor, Married at First Sight, all of them. What do you think it is?
I'm completely guessing here. Love Island.
No, I'm saying the percentage.
Oh, all the percentage. The
shows. They're taking all the shows together and giving you a percentage of the likelihood you'll fall in love.
20%.
Okay.
I'll say 10%.
I'm going to go 5%.
Believe it or not, it's 12.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not bad. right now, it's 0% on my dating app, so this is an improvement. That is a 12% year-to-year growth, Kristen. My shareholders are saying that's a good move here.
That is a good move for you.
And, I think that this might be a potentially good move, and if I don't find love on the show, which statistically, you're not going to find love, but at the very least, I'm like, maybe it'll be a good advertisement for somebody's mom to see me and be like, that girl looks emotionally stable, kind of, and she's pretty cute. I think she could be a good pick for my son. So it's almost like it could be one big advertisement for me to find my person. So if it doesn't happen on the show, maybe it'll happen off air when I become America's sweetheart for 3 to 5 weeks. So there are two shows I applied for, and I'll play the first clip first. This is from my online application to what I would consider one of the biggest up and coming dating shows right now. Believe it or not, this is what all the girlies were talking about this spring on TikTok, because most of us were just watching it on TikTok because it was only on cable. But I actually think I have a pretty good chance of getting on this show.
Hey, Farmer Wants a Wife casting team. My name is Abby, and I'm a 28-year-old radio host living in Atlanta. I'm applying for this experience because, admittedly, even though I'm a city girl, I definitely have a thing for country boys. But I'm really proud of the life that I'm living. I love living in Atlanta. I love my friends. I love my job. And it is so frustrating to feel like you've gotten everything right in pretty much every area of your life. Like, I worked hard. I did the thing. I got the job. I made the friends. But the one area of my life I can't seem to make work is my love life. And I figured if you're doing the same things over and over again, and you're going on the dating apps and you're sitting alone at the bars, or you're putting yourself out there on Instagram, God forbid, and nothing's working, you got to try something new. And you can't do anything more new than a reality show. So I figured, since farmers are kind of my type, why don't I try this experience? And maybe it'll be a good match, maybe not. But otherwise, I wanted to shoot my shot. Hopefully this goes somewhere. But if not, it was nice to virtually meet you.
Mm. So that's me shooting my shot on Farmer Wants a Wife. America's new reality show on Fox, which did numbers this year.
It was
the talk of the town for a good bit. And really? So I was like, I enjoyed watching it. They only filmed for like 3 weeks. So I'm like, that's not too bad. Uh-huh. I'll spend some time on a farm. Maybe I'll make some new friends. Maybe I'll fall in love with a farmer. Or maybe I'll get canceled on the internet.
I think
all
you'd
those
be
options.
So great on any one of these, because you know how to play the game. You know, we play a smaller version of it here. You know what they're looking for. Uh-huh. You know what, I think you'd be great. A slam dunk.
I'm a producer's dream.
And if it doesn't work out, there's always farmersonly.com.
Yeah, there's always that. That's my backup. But then the second time this weekend, I was so excited. I'd made plans all week to go with Rebecca to a casting for Love Island that was happening in Atlanta. I made her come out with me to brunch on the Beltline. She had to leave the bed of her boyfriend to come hang out with me.
That must have been tough.
It wasn't difficult, actually. I was extremely excited because I was not just going for emotional support. I was also going to apply because I'm not letting my boyfriend get in the way of pursuing my dreams, which is to be on Love Island for maybe like 2 episodes and then sell tea that makes you poop yourself for like 3 months. And just live off my savings forever.
Now, I've watched this show for all of about 6 minutes, but in looking at the two of you guys, you don't fit into the aesthetic.
He's calling us ugly on national radio.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. The people that they are looking for on that show are so fake looking, man. Mm. Just, you know, your stereotypical LA influencers with all of the plastic surgery, and the dudes have 22 abs and stuff like that. And it's so clear that they're so. No substance to them. It's not what you guys are.
I think Abby kind of looks like she would fit in on Love Island. My butt is flat and I have like Frankenstein star like scars. So no, I don't fit in, but I have verve, okay?
What's verve?
I've got energy. I've got like, I can be good in like a confessional. I'll say whatever you want, producers. It's fine.
I was about to say, I'm like, I've already got one plastic surgery down. I got like 2 more to go and I'm the perfect fit. A little more lip filler, maybe a boob job. I'm halfway there. The personality we can't fix. So I invite Rebecca down to come have brunch with me on the Beltline. It was a beautiful day. It's sunny. It's gorgeous. We're in the right mood. Hair is done. I just filmed a Farmer Wants a Wife casting video. So I was in the mood to like get asked questions about my love life. So Rebecca, we end up having brunch and we decide to go down to Park Tavern, which is where the Love Island casting was going to happen. And we show up, we get our little bev, she gets a soda water, I get a Sauvignon Blanc, and we're walking around. We're like, it's kind of empty. Like, we thought, you know, it's about an hour into the casting. Where is everybody? Like, is there going to be signage? Are they going to tell us where to go? Where's the Love Island music? We go into the back and we barge in on somebody's bridal shower. We're like, oh, this is not the Love Island. People are wearing too many Hill House dresses for this to be a Love Island casting. And then I do a Google search. And I got the date wrong.
Oh, no.
The Love Island casting was not this weekend. It is next weekend.
Okay, damn. Maybe you are perfect for this show.
Maybe. I'm just dumb enough to show up on the wrong date. So, unfortunately, you might not see me on Love Island next season. But we tried. Maybe Farmer Wants a Wife.
Are you going to go this weekend instead?
I'm thinking about it.
Are you sure it's this weekend?
So I'm going to double check. I'm going to quadruple check.
When will you hear back from the first reality TV show?
Oh, well, I didn't hit submit on my Farmer Wants a Wife application just yet because I kind of wanted to go through the application with y'all.
Okay.
And I was hoping that you could tell me if my answers sound good. It's kind of long, so if we want to do it for bonus or if we want to split it up into a couple parts, that's cool. Or I can just kind of like just pick a couple questions.
So I know that reality TV show producer that's been on with us a couple of times and she listens to the show. Do you want me to get her on to give you like an unfair advantage?
Wait, that would be so great,
yeah,
actually.
Right? Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll call her today.
Have her coach me.
The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.